Compared to feeding the hungry or saving the planet, how important can it be to light Shabbat candles? That question has been on my mind as I've thought about Tikkun Olam, the movement to repair the world. For many years now, Tikkun Olam has been a driving force throughout the liberal wing of American Jewry. How could it not be? What can be more meaningful than to repair a broken world? But no one seems to have asked this question. Did Tikkun Olam become more attractive than Judaism itself? The classic rebuttal has been that there's no difference between the two. Fighting to repair the world is Judaism. In this view, everything socially worthy, helping the marginalized, assisting the homeless, climate change, social justice, defending democracy, etc., can be lumped under Jewish values. Thus, Tikkun Olam offered American Jewry an irresistible proposition. Take whatever good you're doing for the world and call it Jewish. This explains why it came to play such a central role among liberal Jews. It's seamless. It fits where you're already at. Indeed, if the goal was to cast as wide a net as possible to attract Jews, fixing a broken world sounds a lot cooler than, say, studying Talmud. Proponents reply that, it's not either, or. Repairing the world doesn't mean we no longer need to follow Jewish tradition. The two are interconnected, yes, but there's theory and then there's reality. Did the theory work? Color me skeptic. Let's face it, compared to the headiness of changing the world, Jewish tradition can look rather ordinary. Who needs to observe the restrictions of Shabbat when you could do something that feels so much more meaningful, like volunteering at a soup kitchen? When the drama of fixing a broken world becomes more captivating than the routine of traditional Judaism, people do tend to make it either, or. In that sense, Tikkun Olam became too big and powerful for its own good. Instead of an item on a long Jewish menu, for many Jews it became the main course. A Jewish menu without unique Jewish rituals becomes a diluted Judaism, and a diluted Judaism based on universalism doesn't build a Jewish identity, it builds a universal one. We shouldn't be surprised, then, that in the latest Pew survey, about a quarter of adults who were raised Jewish no longer identify as Jewish. Given that Tikkun Olam is so big and broad, it is also no longer clear what it stands for. It's certainly a term that has taken on a huge number of meanings, author Jonathan Krasner says in a 2023 interview on the Brandeis University website. For some, it's a kind of secular messianism, a grand utopian vision. But for others, it can mean something as small as taking out the recycling or putting solar panels on your roof. If you're equating it with something so mundane, you have to ask, wait, what is Tikkun Olam exactly? Its meaning may be broad and blurry, but its appeal is as big as ever. It's so big, in fact, that it makes anything else look small and unattractive. That is the unintended paradox of Tikkun Olam. In its zeal to make Judaism look big, it shrunk it. We've already started to see a backlash. Some in Reform Jewry are bringing back Jewish tradition. More and more Jewish leaders are realizing that being a universal Jew is not enough to sustain a thriving Jewish future. For spiritual leaders who share this concern, I offer a brief message you might share with your flock. Judaism, my friends, is a lot more than a universal idea, even one as powerful as repairing the world. Judaism is Jewish rituals, the Jewish story, the Jewish tradition that has sustained us for thousands of years. Judaism is Jewish peoplehood. Helping the homeless is crucial, but it won't instill a unique Jewish identity. Of course, we must never stop fighting for justice and for the causes we believe in. But if we want to nurture a thriving Jewish future, we must find meaning in what is uniquely ours, our people, our story, our rituals. There is no better place to start than by lighting Shabbat candles this Friday night and sharing a Shabbat meal with your loved ones. For the Jewish people, repairing the world must start with repairing our Judaism.